this new year, we started with a new theme. And the new theme for this year is the year of double portion. Year of double portion. How many of you believe we will have a double portion this year? Amen. Our Lord is the Lord of double portion. Right? So, going with that, I just want to bring one revelation of double portion. Very short, but let's go towards the book of Exodus. Purappadu Pustakam 16th Adhyayam 4-5 Vakyangal. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4 and 5. Let me read it for you. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in. And it shall be twice." What is that? It shall be, or it shall be, or it shall be double as much as they gather daily. All right. Exodus 16, 14 to 27, and I will read it for you. "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need. One omer for each person. According to the number of persons, let every man take for those who are in his tent." Then the children of Israel did so and gathered, some more and some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over. He who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Moses said, "Let no one leave any of it till morning." Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses. But some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. So it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of congregation came and told Moses that he said to them, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath day, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourself all that remains to be kept until morning." So they laid it up till morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor was there any worms on in it. And Moses said, "Eat that today. For today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none." Now it happened that some of the people went out on the Sabbath, on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And we know this story very well. Let me tell you, God said to Moses, and this is an Old Testament story, and most of you know the story, that as Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, they needed food to eat. They finished their stock, and there's nothing in their godown, and there's nothing in tent. And they all came to Moses and said, "We are hungry, we need something." God said to Moses, "Don't worry, I am going to feed them from heavenly bread." Our God is a feeder. Our God is a God who fulfills all our needs. A God can bring things from heaven to fill our tents. How many of you believe that? Sorgam turanna namade koodaram narakkuvan shaktanaya ore devathaya nam sevikkunnathu. Vishwasikkunna devathe stotram cheyan pattumo? Look unto your empty tents and prophesy, "Oh my tents, you are going to be filled with heavenly provisions." Can somebody prophesy, looking into your empty tents, that my tents are going to be filled with heavenly provisions? Hallelujah. Andhagaram pidicha koodarangal, nashtapetta koodarangal, thagarnirikkunna koodarangal, empty aayirikkunna koodarangal, nokki pravachicha parayan pattumo? Koodarangale, ningal vishamikkende aavashyamilla. Njan sevikkunna swargam undengil, swargam turannu ente koodarangal narakkunna oru swargathe njan sevikkunnathu vishwasikkunna daivamakkal. I believe in that God. And what happened is that God said, make sure that they all get one omer. One omer is one man's portion. Like we said, we go to a restaurant, we eat. Okay, how big is that portion? It's good for one person. So God said, take manna, only one person, one portion per person. So if you have five people in tent, six people in tent, two people in tent, go accordingly and get that. And Moses said, bake and eat. Don't keep for tomorrow. What happened? There were a few good people there who thought, what happened? What if Lord forgets for tomorrow? And they kept some of those manna. And they kept for next morning. And what happened? Ate bread, worms, and stink. They cannot even smell it. They have to throw. And they found at the front, from next day onwards, they will just bring only the portion that they were in need. But Moses said this, on sixth day, make sure you bring double portion. There is a double portion that is required on the sixth day, because without double portion, you cannot enter into rest. Without a double portion, you cannot enjoy the Sabbath. If you want to enjoy Sabbath on sixth day, you need a double portion. Let me tell you, remind you this church. In a time like this, when we are the 10th year of this church, especially in 2019, we don't have a lot of time left. Our Christ is going to come soon. When? Our Christ is going to be here very soon. He is going to appear very soon. We always say, oh Lord, come soon. Because of one reason, we are about to enter into our eternal rest. But Bible says, before you enter into eternal rest, I want the congregation to have a double portion ready to enter into rest. Hallelujah. If you can see that revelation, if we can see that revelation, praise God. Why God has given us this revelation in 2019. The days are hard. The things are so tough in the days to come. And our King of Glory is coming soon. But the church should be ready with a double portion of anointing, with a double portion of blessing. We don't have enough time to withstand with single portion. Days are over of single portion. Now it is the time to claim the double portion. Can somebody praise God for that today? Deva makkalodum deva sabayodum pravachanaathmavil parayva kartavinte restil praveshikkunna samayam vannirikkunnu. Nammude kartav vegam vararai. നമ്മളെ കർത്താവ് വരാറായി, നമ്മളെ ചേർക്കാറായി. ഇനിയും പഴയ പോലെ ആചാരങ്ങളിലും അനുഷ്ഠാനങ്ങളിലും ഒതുങ്ങിയിരുന്ന് സിംഗിൾ പോർഷൻ കൊണ്ട് ഒത്തിരി നാൾ ഓടാൻ പറ്റത്തില്ല. ഇനിയും 2019 നിനക്ക് ധൈര്യത്തോട് നിൽക്കണമെങ്കിൽ ഒരു ഇരട്ടി പങ്ക് അഭിഷേകം നിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിലും നിന്റെ കുടുംബത്തിലും വേണം എന്ന ദൈവ വചനത്തിൽ കൂടി ഞാൻ വിളിച്ചു പറയാം. ഓൺ ദ സിക്സ്ത് ഡേ ഗോഡ് സെഡ്. I was just thinking about, why did God say that? God said, seventh day is a day that you cannot bake. Seventh day is not something that you should be prepared. You should do on that day. Seventh day is a day of rest. No one will work, but I will provide you. Now think about this. Monday, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and day five. If they bring extra manna, the next day, it is full of worms and stink. But when God says it's the season of double portion, the next day, not a single manna was found with worms or stink. And this is what I want to tell you. There is a season of God for everything. Before season, if we try to gather which does not belong to us, it will stink and it will be worm. But when the season is there, this is a time to jump into the flow. When the season comes, don't wait for anybody. Njan parate devathin ellathinum oru timeum seasonum undu. Aa seasonil devam terumbol chaadikeri adu pidichadakkuvan devamakkal thayaraganam. Season allatha samayathu naam keri ellam shegarikkan poyal adu naarum adu mottham ക്രിമിയും കൊണ്ട് നിറഞ്ഞു. അത് സ്വന്തക്കാരനും ഇഷ്ടമാകത്തില്ല, അത് കാണുന്നവർക്കും ഇഷ്ടമാകത്തില്ല. പക്ഷേ അവൻ്റെ സീസൺ വരുമ്പോൾ, ആ അഭിഷേകം ഇറങ്ങുമ്പോൾ, ഇതിനകത്ത് ചാടി കുളിച്ച് തയ്യാറാകാൻ വേണ്ടി തയ്യാറാകുവാണെങ്കിൽ, ഇറങ്ങുവാൻ തയ്യാറാകുവാണെങ്കിൽ, മുട്ടോളമല്ല അരയോളം പോരാ, നീന്തിയിട്ടല്ലാതെ കടപ്പാൻ വയ്യാത്ത ഒരു വലിയ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനെ ഫ്ലോ ഇറങ്ങുമ്പോൾ ഒരു പൊട്ടനെ പോൽ ചാടി കയറി ഇറങ്ങിയാൽ അത് പിന്നെ സ്റ്റിങ്ക് ചെയ്യത്തില്ല, അത് പിന്നെ തളരത്തില്ല. അനേകരെ വിഷപ്പടക്കുവാൻ, അനേകരെ ബലപ്പെടുത്തുവാൻ ദൈവം ഉപയോഗിക്കുന്ന നിന്റെ മേൽ ഒരു അഭിഷേകമാണെന്ന് 2019 ദൈവത്തിന് ആലോചന അറിയിക്കട്ടെ. എത്ര പേർക്ക് പറയാൻ പറ്റും, ദൈവമേ അങ്ങനെ ഡബിൾ പോർഷൻ സീസൺ ആണെങ്കിൽ, ഐ വാണ്ട് ടു ജമ്പ് ഇൻ ടു ദാറ്റ്, ഐ വാണ്ട് ടു സ്വിം ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് സീസൺ. ഷബല റബോ ഷംദ ലഗസിയ. ഐ വാണ്ട് ടു റിമൈൻഡ് മൈ ചർച്ച്, വൈ ഡിഡ് ഗോഡ് സെഡ് ദാറ്റ്? ഗോഡ് സെഡ് ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ്, ആൻഡ് ദേർ ആർ കപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹു സെഡ് ഓ ഐ ഡോണ്ട് കെയർ ദ സീസൺ, I don't care. And there, Bible in verse 27, it is written, there were few people who did not gather for next day. See the mixed congregation. See this congregation. It's just like any church of the present world. When Moses said, do not take extra, they took extra. When Moses said, take extra, then these rebels said, I'm not going to take it. You jump, you play, you do. I'm here. I'm not going to jump when you say. Next day, what happened? People who didn't gather this double portion, they were all hungry and empty. ദൈവം പറയുമ്പോൾ ചാടിക്കയറി. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം വെളിപ്പാടാണെന്ന് മനസ്സിലാക്കി ചാടിക്കയറി. അത് എനിക്ക് വേണ്ടി ഉള്ളതാന്ന് പറയുകയാണെങ്കിൽ, നിന്റെ കുടുംബത്തെ നിറയ്ക്കുവാൻ ശക്തനായ ഒരു ദൈവമാ. മൈ ഗാഡ് ഈസ് ഏബിൾ ടു ഫിൽ യുവർ ഫാമിലി. മൈ ഗാഡ് ഈസ് ഏബിൾ ടു ഹീൽ യുവർ ഫാമിലി. മൈ ഗാഡ് ഈസ് ഏബിൾ ടു ടേക്ക് കെയർ ഓഫ് യുവർ ഫാമിലി. മൈ ഗാഡ് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ബ്രിങ് സൂപ്പർ നാച്ചുറൽ മിറക്കിൾസ് ആൻഡ് ഹീലിംഗ് ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ക്യാൻ സംബഡി ബിലീവ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഈസ് എ സീസൺ ഓഫ് ഡബിൾ പോർഷൻ ഫോർ മൈ ഫാമിലി, ഫോർ മൈ ചർച്ച്, ഫോർ മൈ ഫാമിലി? കം ഓൺ, ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ഈസ് ദർ എനിബഡി? ഈസ് ദർ എനിബഡി ഹു വിൽ respond to this message today in the name of Jesus? This is my season. 2019 is my season of double portion. Amen. I don't want to enter into Sabbath empty handed. I don't want to enter into at rest hungry. My God is providing. So the congregation will always be like this, whether in Old Testament or in, but in Calvary Assembly, can we give heed to the Lord? Because this is a season of double portion. You know, with this thing, my concentration also went to, and my time is running up, Matthew 25 verse 1 to 12, and you know this verse. You know, there were 10 virgins. How many were wise? 5 were wise, and 5 were considered as? What was the reason? You know what was the reason? 5 went with single portion. They have oil. They have oil in the lamp. And next 5, they had an extra cylinder, an extra vessel, an extra vessel, double portion. When the king came, when the groom came, and when the groom came and there was a shout of joy, everybody started lighting up their lamps. But people with single portion could not enter. But people with double portion, they all could make when the king came. Do you think this is an accident that Lord has said these examples in Old Testament and in New Testament. Now we talk about why extra? Why extra meeting? Why extra worship? Why extra fasting? Why extra? I'm not of that kind. I'm not, I don't want anything extra. One thing is good. Let me remind you, brothers and sisters, double portion is very essential. It's not an option. It is an essential thing of our life. Can church look into that? Double portion is not an option. It is essential for us. ജീവിതത്തിൽ കുടുംബങ്ങളോട് നോക്കി ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൽ എനിക്ക് പ്രവചനാത്മാവിൽ പറയാനുള്ള കാര്യമുണ്ട്. നീ നേരിടുന്ന നിന്റെ ചലഞ്ച്, നിന്റെ ഒറ്റയാൽ പട്ടാളം ഈ ഒരു ചെറിയ കഴിവുകൊണ്ട് പറ്റത്തില്ല. ഒരു ഇരട്ടി മടങ്ങ് നിനക്ക് വേണമിനി. ഹാലലൂയ, ഒരു ഇരട്ടി മടങ്ങ്. 2018 അഭ്യാസം കൊണ്ട് 2019 ചലിക്കത്തില്ല. ഓടിയൊക്കെ പല കാര്യങ്ങൾ ചെയ്തെങ്കിലും ഈ വർഷം അത് നടക്കത്തില്ല. നിനക്കൊരു ജയകരമായ ജീവിതം നയിക്കണമെങ്കിൽ ഇരട്ടി പങ്ക് അഭിഷേകം ദൈവത്തോട് ചോദിച്ചു, ഇരട്ടി പങ്ക് അനുഗ്രഹം ദൈവത്തോട് ചോദിച്ചു. അങ്ങനാണെങ്കിൽ ഏത് റെസ്റ്റ് വരുമ്പോഴും നിനക്ക് അപ്പുറം കടക്കുവാൻ ദൈവം സഹായിക്കും. You know, with this double portion, I want to tell you one more thing. Christ died for us on the cross of Calvary. That is one portion. He did his thing. Christ died for us. And because of his death, he has given us eternal life. That is one portion. The second portion is, Paul says, now it's not just Christ, but I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. And I'm crucified for sin forever. Brothers and sisters, we all enjoy because Christ died for us. Now, Bible is talking, how about you? Are we ready to die for all of our sins, for all of those bad things and all those bad things that comes against the purity and the holiness of God? Can we die for those habits? Can we say no to those habits that is coming between you and your Christ? That is the second portion that Christ is asking and demanding. We all talk about double portion. You know why the double portion has been given? In Old Testament, the root, double portion was given for the firstborn. You know why? Because firstborn was given double portion so that firstborn can take the responsibility of the family, of the children, and the whole tribe. ഇരട്ടി പങ്ക് തന്ന എന്തിനാ? ഈ ആദ്യജാതനൊക്കെ ഇരട്ടി പങ്ക് കൊടുത്തത് എന്താണെന്ന് അറിയാമോ? കുടുംബത്തിന്റെ സകല പ്രാരാബ്ദങ്ങളും കുടുംബത്തിന്റെ സകല റെസ്പോൺസിബിലിറ്റിയും ആ മൂത്ത പൈതൽ എടുക്കണം, ആ ഫസ്റ്റ് ബോൺ എടുക്കണം. അതിനുവേണ്ടി ഡബിൾ പോർഷൻ. Why would God give double portion to you if we are not ready to take the responsibility of the church, of the kingdom of God, and about his work? God will give us double portion if we are ready to rise up for taking responsibility of his work. A double portion is waiting for us. On the sixth day, not on the first day, not on the second day, not on the third day, not on the fourth day, not on the fifth day, but on the sixth day, because double portion revelation is an end time revelation. It shows the end is near. It shows the rest is near. It shows the breakthrough is near. We never spoke about double portion like this. And not just this church. I was just hearing about many of the themes that many other churches are declaring this year. And they all are talking about double portion. One thing is certain. God has given the vision that the time is at hand. Andhyakalam vandirikkunnu. The end is near. We don't have a lot of time. Church, get ready. Christ is coming soon. He died for us so that we can be with him in eternity. He died for us so that we can have the double portion. He died for us so that God can take complete things of this church into his eternity. Brothers and sisters, I want to place a challenge before you. How many of you will put an effort to say that, Lord, if this is the season of double portion, I need a double portion in my life. Amen. If Bible is right, nobody can be in the Sabbath, in real Sabbath, without double portion. Real Sabbathil irati pangillada aarum Sabbathil praveshikkathilla. Randu, without double portion, no one will go to heaven when the bridegroom comes. Desire and seek for the double portion. Ezekiel said, Lord, draw me nearer. Take me deep. Take me deep. And when he came to a place where he cannot swim, God said, this living water will flow to the dead places. And in dead places, you will see the living creatures. How many of you want to be that water to flow into that place? Chela maricha kudumathil, chela maricha avyavangalil, jeevan pagaruvan, tagarnirikkina jeevithangalil, jeevan pagarnu kodukkuvan, kartave enne upayogikkanam ennu parayana karangal, oru nimisham onnu uyarthi pidikkamo? Oh Jesus, ente kudumathil marichu chattu kadakkunna chilarundu, avarilekku jeevan pagaruvan, sabayil chattu kadakkunna anekarundu, jeevan pagaruvan. God is asking for, as with Ezekiel, God said, wherever the living water flows, the dead shall live, and there will be living creature. Now, the purpose of double portion is to bring life to the dead, bring healing to the sick, bring deliverance to the bounded. Would you love to say that, Lord, if that is the double portion, I need it? Accepting the challenge, will you please rise up where you are? Shakola lava shamtha lagasya. Taking into consideration, I want you all to close your eyes. Ella kannugalum adachu. Lifting both the hands in front of God. This is the season, brother. Your family needs double portion. Your church needs double portion. There is somebody in your family that needs life. Ninde jeevathil ninde kudumbathil chalaka jeevante aavashyam undu. Nokki nilkathu abhishekathinte uravakkathu niragan pattumo? Shabala raba shamda legasiya rikirini bishathara bauta legasiya jalaga shamda legasiya chalarku veliya healing de aavashyam undu. Idu nokki nikkina samayamalla. നിന്റെ മേൽ വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന അഭിഷേക നിമിത്തം ചത്തോടിരിക്കുന്ന അവയവങ്ങളുടെ മേൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ജീവൻ കത്തപ്പകരം പോകുക. ശപിക്കപ്പെട്ട ചില ജീവിതങ്ങൾ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കപ്പെടാൻ പോകുക. തകർന്നിരിക്കുന്ന ചില ജീവിതങ്ങൾ രക്ഷിക്കപ്പെടാൻ പോകുക. വിശ്വാസത്തെ പ്രഖ്യാപിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമോ? Lord, here I am and I give myself unto you.
There must be more than this. Oh, breath of God. Come breathe within. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you. Fill us anew, we pray. Fill us anew. Lord,
Let that be our desire. Holy, there is no one like you. And Lord, lead me to those around you. Fill me with your power. Lead me in your love. And I am the person. Father in heaven,